Olson, Adelaide, South Australia, October 14, 1892. Dear Brother Olson, yesterday we received our American mail, but there came in it no letter from you. Last month's mail came in two sections. I received a limited portion, and next day the balance. It may be so on this occasion. We may receive more letters today. Last Tuesday, Elder Tenney arrived from Melbourne and could remain with us only 24 hours. There was much to be said and done. An appointment was given out for him to speak in the church in the evening. I think it was a great cross for him to travel alone. He seemed to feel deeply that he was not the one qualified for such a journey. Wednesday, he requested that we should pray especially for him, and we were drawn out in prayer and had a melting season from the presence of the Lord. His great burden was that the Lord would fit him for the work before him, that he should be capacitated, enlarged, that he could comprehend clearly the things the Lord would have him understand as he passed from place to place, that he could communicate these things intelligently and effectively. The Holy Spirit came into our midst, and our hearts were made very tender. We felt that we could commit Elder Tenney to the care of God, and that his angels would go with him on all the journey and protect and guide him by his Holy Spirit. How good it is to have a friend in Jesus. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 15, verse 15, 16. Blessed, comforting, encouraging words. In our infirmities and helplessness, Jesus is all strength. We can unite our ignorance to his wisdom, our weakness to his strength, our frailty to his untiring might. Our prayers will go with Brother Tenney, for it seems to us the way has opened clearly for him to go. He left us Wednesday morning. Elder Daniels accompanied him to the boat, which was 20 miles from Adelaide. Our party, W., Emily Campbell, and May Walling and I, arrived at Adelaide 1 week ago last Tuesday. Most of the time since then, the weather has been rainy, cloudy, and cold for this place, but all say it is an unusual season. Farmers are jubilant, for these rains secure to them an abundant harvest. In regard to my health, I am improving, growing more helpful and stronger. I can dress myself now. Although I am not one moment free from pain, I am grateful all the time to my Heavenly Father, for I know I have His love and His blessing. I can sit in my chair most of the day and write. This, I consider, is a reason that I should be thankful. In coming on the cars, I had first-class accommodations, while Willie and Emily had second class, crowded into a compartment with several others. But the curse of tobacco poison imperiled my life. There were smokers in the adjoining compartments that just made it miserable for me. The porter stopped them, but as soon as his back was turned, they were at it as vigorous as ever. We could not exclude the tobacco smoke, for the door was composed of slats, and two wire transoms were at the top of our compartment, so there was no help for me. May spoke to them and kindly invited them to desist smoking, but they would take it up again. I was poisoned. A burning fever was upon me all night, and since that time, I have been under its effects as under the influence of a poisonous drug. But I am improving. My head is better. I seemed to have a crisis, have taken vigorous treatment, and think I have about overcome this poison. Through the blessing of God, I have been enabled to speak 5 times in 2 weeks. We have had good congregations, and I have had great freedom in speaking Sabbath and Sunday forenoons. Last Sunday, I spoke twice. The people want to be helped, and think themselves greatly favored to have Sister White with them. Elder Daniels has been here at work 4 weeks.
He leaves in about 2 weeks, and unless Willie comes, we shall be here alone. We shall remain here 6 weeks longer. Elder Daniels goes to Sydney to help them before the conference at Melbourne. Ballarat is on our route home, and we will tarry there and hold some meetings with them.
I cannot yet climb up steps. I have to be borne up in a chair whenever it is necessary to go upstairs to get into a hall. I have not power to kneel down or to stoop to pick anything from the floor. My hips and limbs are quite painful, but I am of good courage. I know the Holy Spirit of God is granted to me in large measure. When I am before the people, I can stand and speak so much better than I could. I can walk much better about the house, which is all the walking I can do, and in the yard a little. The praise of the Lord is in my heart and on my lips much of the time. I do not cherish one thought or feeling of discouragement. The faith imparted to us is a working faith. It is not sight, for then it could be no more faith. The love of Jesus in the heart is worth everything to us. We can be patient under pain, and not distress our souls with constant worrying, for Christ is at our right hand to help us in every emergency. We must daily educate ourselves to walk as in the sight of God. We will often be disappointed in our expectations of men, of their piety and religious experience. Adelaide is a beautiful place. There are different locations: South Adelaide, North Adelaide, and East Adelaide. And work is needed to be done in each of these places. If a minister had been located here who would have felt the responsibility upon him to do pastoral work, to watch for souls as they that must give an account, there would have been a much larger number believing the truth. I am most thoroughly convinced that when a man is placed in such a station as this, and feels no burden to watch for souls as they that must give an account, the sooner he is taken out of such a place, the better it will be for the church. There are now 150 whose names are on the church book. They are, as a general thing, an intelligent, sincere, truth-loving people, but they have been strangely neglected. Brother C's influence has misled them in many respects, because he did not walk with God. He has left a miserable record behind him. But we will do all in our power, through the grace and Holy Spirit given us, to set things in order. I am not going to give place to the devil. I am not strong in myself. I am weakness itself. But in Christ and through Christ, we shall do valiantly. We must educate ourselves to keep the name of Jesus in our meditations, and to have his name on our lips. This we can do if he is an honored guest abiding in our hearts.